CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to CrossNetInc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen-printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Affelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua. From caring for our children to our seniors. From helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets. From learning the skills to get your GED. To dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Affelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Affelberg.
Hey, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. Today is Monday, May 1st, 2023. Did you hear that right? Monday, May 1st, 2023. So welcome to May. I think that's an exciting thing. It's kind of turning the chapter on a new month, and let's just say I'm excited about May. It's going to be a fantastic month. I hope you are as well. There's a lot going on in our world at United Way. There's a lot going on around in my world personally, and I hope that yours is doing great as well. Hope you, excuse me, had a fantastic weekend. I had a mixed weekend. I'll be honest, it was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It was a combination of the two. My wife and I went down to New York City to work on cleaning out the apartment where my aunt had lived for many, many years. She passed away a little bit less than a year ago, and working on cleaning out her space, and that was sad, actually, and very kind of depressing. She was, my aunt Bobby was one of the rocks in my life, always there, steady Eddie at the helm. She was my mom's sister, and I miss her terribly. I have to be honest, it's just a big hole in my heart when I think about my aunt and her not being with us. And then on Sunday, yesterday was April 30th, and that was her birthday. She would have been 82. Excuse me, and the allergies are back. You probably know that if you have seasonal allergies. Yeah, so she would have been 82, and it just seemed like, you know, that was sad. It was her first birthday that she wasn't here with us to celebrate. Last year, this exact same birthday, we were celebrating with her at her new home in Portsmouth in her assisted living, and we had friends over, and we bought food, and things were on the upswing, and she was doing better, and then, you know, life takes its turns, and you know, you can't change these things, but that doesn't mean you can't be sad about them either. And I'll be honest, I am very sad about my aunt. I miss her terribly. So, Bobby, this is for you. Happy heavenly birthday to you. Hope you're well. We're going to be okay. So, but that's in large part due to you. So I miss you and love you, and we'll see each other, I'm sure, someday soon, but not too soon. Anyway, lots and lots and lots and lots going on at United Way. I want to mention just a couple things real quick. We have a fundraiser coming up that's actually taking place next week on Thursday, May 11th. That is a wine tasting and food pairing led by a sommelier. Doesn't that sound fancy? Sommelier. That is French for wine tasting dude. And that's going to be at Fulcino Vineyard in Hollis, New Hampshire, just west of Nashua, Fulcino Vineyard. Tickets are available on our website, and the ticket includes, I believe it's 5 different wines and appetizers and pairings and a class, so you'll learn a little bit about what you're doing, and you could be fancy at your next dinner party and say, ooh, this one tastes a little bit like black currants and chocolate with a hint of, I don't know, honeydew melon or whatever it is, you know, you fancy people say when they drink wine. I always find that kind of hilarious. But and then how do you pair that with something for food? And there's also going to be some raffles, and it's just going to be a lovely evening. And as I said, it's a fundraiser. There's going to be music performing by Mike Loci Band, and so it just should be a lovely evening. The best way, the easiest way to find tickets is just go to our website, unitedwaynashua.org, unitedwaynashua.org. There's a pop-up right there on the screen. It'll tell you exactly where to go. You click on the pop-up, but it can take you to the page where you buy your tickets. Love to see you next Thursday at Fulcino Vineyard. It's going to be a really beautiful evening. The other thing I wanted to mention is coming up also next week. So this, not this weekend, but next weekend, it's Mother's Day. Mother's Day. So dudes, if you have forgotten that Mother's Day is coming up, I can only tell you that, and I say this from experience, so just listen, hear me out here. Guys, it's Mother's Day coming up. Is your wife your mother? No. Do you need to remember her on Mother's Day? Yes. Is your mother your mother? Of course. Do you need to remember her on Mother's Day? Yes. Is your daughter a mother? Well, you better remember her on Mother's Day. All of these women have the ability to exert tremendous influence over our life. They can make your life great, or they can make your life hell. Remember them on Mother's Day. Do yourself a big favor. Yes, because you love them, but also because you're terrified to forget them. Believe me, it's a mistake to forget your mother, whoever the mother is, on Mother's Day. So next Sunday, week from Sunday, is Mother's Day. At United Way, that actually has special meaning. For many years now, we've done an event where we actually will buy roses for Mother's Day for mothers on Mother's Day. And if you go to the United Way Facebook page under fundraisers, you'll see there's a little fundraiser there to raise money for that. We have about 150 homeless moms in our community who we put together beautiful bouquets of flowers for, and we hand deliver those on the Friday before Mother's Day weekend. It's kind of one of those things where you're just putting a smile on someone's face. It's a gesture. It's a beautiful, lovely gesture where you're saying, you know, we're not going to forget you on your special day. It's your special day too. So Mother's Day flowers is coming up this coming 2 weeks from now, and fundraising is going on now. I think it's $12 is all it costs for one bouquet of flowers. Buy a dozen bouquets, whatever you want. You know, and there's lots of other great stuff coming up. If you go to the United Way Greater Nashua website, you can click right into our events tab, and you'll see we have a volunteer fair coming up. We have a big food drive coming up at the beginning of June. We have Over the Edge coming up at the end of June. Over the Edge is going to be the biggest event that we've ever had for Over the Edge. We have about 125 people already signed up and actively fundraising for their own nonprofits. That's the unique thing about Over the Edge is two things. One, you rappel from the top of a really tall building, which is scary in and of itself, and you're doing that to support a nonprofit of your choice. So there are a lot of teams that are in place for Over the Edge. And if you go again to our events page at unitedwaynashua.org, you can see who all of those teams are. I'm going to give you an example for starters. Our teams include some brand new teams like Bridget's House of Hope and Friends of Anya and Granite State Independent Living. We're excited to have all of them on board. And then it has some people who've been there before, Children's Dyslexia Center, Family Promise, Greater Nashua Mental Health. All in all, there are about 22 different organizations participating, it's going to be just a fabulous event. So Over the Edge, just go to unitedwaynashua.org, go to our events tab, and you'll see Over the Edge there, and you can click into it and see what's going on. Great way to get involved. We'd love to see you participating in Over the Edge in one way or another. And there's going to be lots of volunteer opportunities too. So all of that said, we're excited about our show today. You know, each week on the Community Connections radio show, I will interview a couple of different nonprofits and talk with them about the good that they're doing in our community. Today, we've got The Doorway, which is actually a program of Southern New Hampshire Health. The Doorway is kind of the entryway into treatment and recovery for substance use in our community. So we're going to talk with them and learn a little bit more about that. And then we also have Southern New Hampshire Health itself going to be on, talking about volunteering opportunities, volunteer engagement at Southern New Hampshire Health. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Each week we interview two different organizations, typically nonprofits, sometimes individuals who are volunteers, sometimes people who just represent initiatives. Wide variety of different organizations. We've had people on from the arts, we've had people on from social services, from the healthcare field, you name it. And why would you listen? That's the point. So every morning at 9 a.m., we have these interviews. And by listening in, you're going to develop what I consider to be like your mental Rolodex. Like, you're going to learn about who is doing what in the community. And that's really important, because at some point in time, somebody's going to come along and say, you know, my friend, who's a friend of a friend, is having a problem with whatever issue it is. And it could be anything, right? It could be maybe they lost their job, and maybe they're concerned about housing, or maybe they need dental assistance, or maybe they want to adopt a dog, or maybe they want to get involved in theater. I don't know. There's a billion different things that are done by nonprofits. And by listening to the show every week, you'll slowly over time develop that capacity to be able to say, you know what? I know who does something, and you can refer them. And doesn't that feel good? That's like the best gift you could possibly give somebody, is to refer them to an agency that's doing something and provide that support. So that's like the number one reason to listen to the show. And the number two reason is we have a very giving community, people who like to volunteer their time, people like to donate their financial resources, some people who like to do both. And where do you do that? Well, you do that where your heart is drawn, and you do that where the mission speaks to what you'd like to see in the world. And by listening to the show every week, you'll get an idea of where can you do that as well. And we always talk about those opportunities too. So this is the Community Connections radio show. I am going to take a quick break now to hear from our sponsors. Our sponsors are Edgestone Properties, one of our community's premier builders, our very first original sponsor, actually. Also, Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire, bringing quality embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products to our community. My friends Jen and Sal do a fantastic job there. And last but not least, CrossNet IT Services. So Ash and his team at CrossNet provide really superior quality networking and IT support for small and medium-sized businesses. So give them a listen, thank them for their support, and you're listening to the Community Connections radio show. I am your host, Mike Affelberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just Call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to CrossNetInc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. Today is Monday, May 1st, 2023. We're here in beautiful downtown Nashua, New Hampshire. You know, every Monday for the past couple of weeks, it's been just glorious, beautiful weather. I've come in, the sky's been blue, it's been crisp, and you felt like a little bit of spring is in the air. And today it just feels dreary and yuck. And I don't know what that is, but that's just the way it is. The weather patterns, this is one thing. You know, United Way, we can do a lot of things. I can't change the weather. I'm sorry to say, it's just not in my wheelhouse to do that. But I can wish for better weather. And so please join me today in wishing for better weather tomorrow. You know, as they say, the sun will come out tomorrow. And there's even a song that goes that, which I won't sing. So we're here on the Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. Each Monday morning, we talk to you about nonprofits in our community. Today, we're going to talk with a super important nonprofit, and that is an organization called The Doorway. The Doorway is part of a network of access points in our state to provide at a community level access to treatment and recovery for substance use disorder for drug addiction. So I have with me Terry Maynard. Terry is a case manager at the Doorway. Is that right, Terry?
That's correct.
All right. Very good. You got to talk just a little bit louder.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, they won't hear you. And radio is nothing if not a medium where you need to be heard.
Got that.
Okay. 10-4. So Terry, you're at the Doorway. You're a case manager. Tell us a little bit about your job. What do you do?
So what I do at the Doorways is we take phone calls through 211 a lot. It's a referral service within the state to help navigate the treatment resources, and they'll connect to the proper Doorway. So when I get that call, I'll answer a lot of questions. What do we do there? What services do we provide? Basically, what we do is we navigate to different treatment facilities. So you would come in, you get an intake and a screening and assessment to make sure that it's appropriate.
So when you physically come in, let's talk about that for starters. Where is this Doorway of which you speak?
It's in downtown Nashua, down at 268 Main Street, just across from the hospital.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Memorial Hospital for all of you old people who are listening to my radio show. Southern New Hampshire Medical Center for all the rest of you.
Correct.
Okay.
I remember Memorial.
You know, I have board members who were like born at Memorial, and I'm not originally from Nashua. And the first time I heard that, I'm like, you were born where? And I'm like, Memorial Hospital? Is that in Lowell? What is that? I'm like, no, it's downtown Main Street. I'm like, oh, you mean Southern New Hampshire Medical Center? I'm like, yeah, that's Memorial. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. Yeah. Sure, change the name. Get with the program, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, so you're down at the Memorial Hospital.
Yes. And so when people come in, you know, one of the case managers will go out and talk with them, because sometimes people just don't even know where to go and they have questions. So we'll screen that. And if they need treatment services, we'll do the intake. They meet with a clinician to get an assessment. And then the case managers will work with them navigating possibly... A lot do not have medical insurance, so we'll okay. help get them set up with medical insurance so that way they can get those services. We also will help them if they need job referrals. We'll connect them with different agencies that we're aware of, or even just, you know, temp agencies, getting them the information they need to be successful in all their recovery. So it's not just coming in and navigating the treatment. It's that care afterwards, because it's not just getting treatment. We try to help with funding for rent if it's appropriate, because the grant allows for funding for housing for 4 weeks if there's opiate or stimulant use, which is important because when they get out of treatment, they need that little bit of extra help until they can find employment.
So basically, you're kind of one-stop shopping for somebody who has been struggling with substance abuse.
That's correct.
And that substance abuse, that could include alcohol, that include, right?
Alcohol, benzodiazepines.
Is that? That's a long, that was, you said that so fast.
So it's your, yeah. your a lot of people are prescribed what we call benzodiazepines, your yep. Klonopins, your Ativans for okay. anxiety and depression, but sometimes it gets to the point where they abuse it or they can't stop it.
Oh, sure. And sometimes people, you know, there's still that, you know, thing where people will also take it from somebody who's been prescribed and abuse it that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And that medicine cabinets are a perfect place, even for teenagers. Yep. Be mindful of that. If you know, kids will look at medicine cabinets yep. for their parents. And you know, so it's all ages, too. We don't just work with adults. If children come in okay. or adolescents, we'll help navigate that as well.
Okay. So it's benzodiazepines.
Very good.
Alcohol. Yeah. Opioids of any kind.
Yes.
Stimulants, you mentioned. I know that like methamphetamine and cocaine and all of those mm-hmm. types of stimulants. So these are all of the substances that people might be struggling with that they would come to the doorway for treatment, for support to get off of, right?
Yes. We've even had people come in with some of the off things like your kratoms and marijuana, and it's not typical, but if somebody is looking to stop anything that they're using, we will help figure that out for them and get them to the appropriate facilities.
And I should also say, you're not the emergency department.
We are not the emergency department, and if somebody needs medical treatment first, please take them to the ED, especially with alcohol, because alcohol can be fatal side effects if you just try to stop. So we're not able to work with somebody who is not able to participate in the screening or assessment. So go to the hospital first, get cleared. Hospitals do know about the doorway, the emergency rooms know. We work with the case managers over at both hospitals in the city to call us and get that, what I call a warm handoff, so that we know they're coming so that we can try to figure out what we're going to do.
And you're probably connected to other organizations, I'd imagine, as well, like Cynthia Day or Revive Recovery or different organizations in the community. Like, you're a place where you can go and then get referred to others. Is that right?
Correct. So we work closely with Revive Recovery. Yeah. Matter of fact, we contract one of their...
And you're like right across the street from Revive.
Right across the street. We work yeah. very closely with them. They're a great resource in this community as well. Revive Recovery, we know all that. We've got personal connections with all the treatment facilities in the state. Cynthia Day, Gatehouse, Process Recovery, Farnham up in Manchester, Live Free Recovery, they're all over, and we just have right. that personal contact with them.
Okay, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And so you're part of a network. How many doorways are there? Do you know how many doorways there are in the state?
There are 9 doorways in the state.
Okay. So I live out in Dover, and I know that I've driven past the doorway there. It's right across from Wentworth Douglas.
Right.
And so where do you know where any of the others are? I mean, I don't expect you to rattle off the whole list, although you could if you want.
I'm practicing.
Well, let's see. I'm going to count. Okay. I already named Dover, and we got Nashua. So those are a gimme, right?
Okay. And Manchester's an easy one.
Okay. Manchester.
Keene.
Berlin.
Littleton.
Lebanon.
I'm missing some. Laconia.
Concord. That's 9.
Is it 9?
That's 9.
All right, we did good.
And did you say Lebanon or Lebanon?
I said Lebanon.
And did you say Berlin or Berlin?
Oh my gosh, Berlin.
You see, are you from here or are you from away?
I'm from here.
Okay, so I'm going to go with your pronunciation because I'm still that guy who moved here and says, how do I get to Worcester? Where is this Worcester of which
no
you speak?
There's no Worcester.
I'm looking for Worcester. I mean, what are you talking about here?
Yeah.
Sal, how long have you been yourself working over at the doorway?
So I've been with the doorway since 2020.
Okay.
Yep. Started out, I was with the doorway.
Hold on. When did you start in 2020?
2020. What year? 2020.
You said 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you start in 2020?
June.
In June. Well, because that was like a terrible year.
It was a horrible
year. To start anything.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Yep. I was with when Doorways was with another company.
Yeah.
And then I just transitioned over.
Okay. That's fantastic. Now, one of the things I hear about a lot, and that's just because it was such a big thing here in Manchester and Nashua, is I hear people all the time going like, I'm just going to go to the fire department. I'm going to safe stations. Does that still exist in Nashua?
The safe stations are no longer in Nashua.
Yep. So go to the doorway.
Go to the doorway. But if it's after hours, because we're open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
But if you call 211 after 5 o'clock, they will direct you to services until we get back into the office, and that we'll call and connect with the person.
That's fantastic. And so you mentioned insurance, and so how does a person, what sort of insurance is required to access services at the doorway?
So they don't need insurance to see us, but they'll need insurance to go to a treatment facility. So the state has what we call presumptive eligibility, which is great, but not all facilities can work with that. But it's a start to get them into the Medicaid database, so that way, and then we'll fill out the complete application. And so state Medicaid will get you into most of the facilities. Private insurance will get you into any of the facilities.
If you don't have Medicaid, you don't have Medicare, you don't have private insurance, you're just like a guy who hasn't really done any of that, but you have a substance use problem that you want to address, and you walk in the doorway, you can help people to fill out that paperwork and get them signed up and registered?
Everything but Medicare. Medicare is a long, lengthy process.
Yeah.
So they would really have to have that. And Medicare is a little more difficult to navigate. I'm not, you know, but we will, and we'll work on scholarships and things like that for the person so they can get the services.
Yeah. And I imagine that Medicare is probably more like if you're on Medicare, it's because you're of your age typically, and you're going to be pretty much on it, right?
It's not typical age related, because sometimes there's mental health that contributes to being on Medicare. Sometimes they'll have that secondary Medicaid, but not always. So, but we do everything we can to get the people to help.
That's really great. What about this thing I've heard my friend Cynthia Whitaker talk about co-occurring disorders. I think that means like you have a mental health issue and you also have a substance use issue. How do you see a lot of that in your world?
Very much so. And it's difficult because I wish we could, you know, it's siloed, right?
Unfortunately, it seems like it is. And, you know, I always, this drives me crazy. And it's like there's 3 silos, right? And there's like the substance use silo, which could be your body and your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health silo, which is, you know, everything from the neck up. Well, above the neck, rather. And then you have like physical, you know, maladies of the body, which is traditional medicine, and that's, you know, neck down.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it is so siloed. Like, how do we get past that? How do you deal with the need to address the whole person?
So we try to work closely, like, you know, Greater Nashua Mental Health, you know, most people come in with that co-occurring.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to work with their other providers to get what is best for them. You need to treat both.
Yeah.
You need to treat both. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult because one says, oh, it's the mental health. One says, oh, it's the substance use. And until they're both addressed, it's hard sometimes. So we try to work with the providers that are working with them already, if it's, co-occurring.
And it's not that there aren't resources. There are lots of resources. It's just getting the resources, I think, to talk to each other in a way that makes sense for the person, right?
Yeah. I think that's getting better. I think as more awareness is brought on and the stigma is broken down, there's more community partner interaction and try to work together to help. So there are resources.
Terry, let me ask you a question. How can somebody who's listening to the show be most supportive of the doorway and this whole process in our community?
Most supportive is being aware.
Spreading the word.
Yep, being aware, knowing how to access the doorways through via 211 is usually the best way because they'll connect with the proper doorway. Trying to reduce the stigma that goes along with substance use and mental health. You know, it's not choosy. It doesn't know race. It doesn't know social class. It's anybody can be affected. And we want to, you know, make awareness that it's somebody struggling and they need that help and they need that support.
So you mentioned 211, and I just want to mention that. So 211 is a phone number, right? It's like 411 or 988 or 911. It's a 3-digit number. It's kind of the statewide referral resource database. It's run actually by United Way in the state of New Hampshire. I want to mention though that if you dial 211 and you're not in the 603 area code, you're going to get a 211 from some other place. So it's really important that you just don't pick up the phone. Like if your phone number says 617 and you call 211, you're going to get a different 211, right? So call 866-444-4211, and that gets you to 211 of New Hampshire. And the easiest way to kind of know about that is just go to the website 211nh.org. I know because I've tested it in different parts of the I was on my mom's phone once, and she has a California area code, and I'm in 805, and I called 211, and I got like this 211, and they had no idea what I was talking about, and that made me sad.
That's interesting. I was unaware of that.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's geolocated by your area code. So 866-444-4211. Terry, we're just about out of time. I want to say, is there anything else that you can tell us about the doorway and what people should know in our community about the doorway?
That we're open to anybody. Even if it's, you have questions, call us. If we don't know the answer, we will locate it. It doesn't just have to. Sometimes it's, where can I find a therapist? Where can I connect to this? We're there to help whoever in the community that needs it.
That's fantastic. And I bet you if somebody also just like is a friend of a friend and the friend of the friend is struggling, call and you get a call, you're going to provide some information that might be helpful without obviously violating any kind of HIPAA or anything like that.
Yes, we give that information, but we also try to encourage that person individually to call.
Yeah, absolutely. Terry, thank you for coming on our show. Thank you for what you're doing to keep our community safe, healthy, and strong. We appreciate it, and it's great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a break. And after the break, we're going to hear from one of my best friends in the entire world. That is Cameo Chassie. Cameo is... been on the show before. She works at Southern New Hampshire Health. She, amongst other things, has the little teeny tiny job of managing the billions of volunteers at Southern New Hampshire Health. And we're going to talk about lots of things, including probably maybe even their brand new little free library. Who knows? We'll maybe talk about that. You're listening to the Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. We'll be back in just a moment.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen-printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
Well, good Monday morning and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show on WSMN 1590 AM and 95.3 FM, also streaming online on WSMN.live and on my Facebook page, Community Connections Radio Show. And also, I don't understand how this works, but I always tell people you can also even pick us up on your smart speaker. I discovered that if you just like it, you're at home and you say, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play the Community Connections radio show on WSMN. Here's what I think happens. There's some little dude in your Google Home that's like a little micro person, a little teeny person. They're going to dial their transistor radio to 1590 AM and start playing me on your speaker. Is that amazing? I don't know that that's actually what happens. But I'm old, so, and I have a vivid imagination, so let's just go with that. Listen, I am here each Monday morning talking with nonprofits in the community, and there are a lot, but today we're talking with Southern New Hampshire Health, Southern New Hampshire Medical System, and I've got in the studio with me Cameo Chassie from Southern New Hampshire. Hi, Cameo. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
It's so great starting out the week with you.
I was saying the same thing. It's awesome.
I always start out the week with me, but I never get to start out the week with you. So fantastic seeing you. How was your weekend?
It was wonderful, despite the weather.
The weather was yuck, right?
Yeah.
It just rained, but I guess we need the rain. I don't know if we need the rain. I'm from California, so I always say, but we need the rain. But I don't know if we actually need the rain. Do you have seasonal allergies?
I do. They're terrible. And with the rain, you have to mow the grass. So,
well, I guess the best thing about the rain, though, is that it does kind of bring the pollen count down a little bit.
That's true.
Although not enough. Like my ears and eyes and itchiness, I feel like my head's going to explode. I'm trying not to take medications this year.
Ooh.
Have you tried that ever? I think it's a hard thing to do.
I don't usually take medication.
Oh,
so
good for
this
you.
Year I was actually going to try.
Oh, well, you know, I've tried Zyrtec and all those like over the counter medications. I've never done anything prescription. But if it really gets bad, what works great for me is the Flonase, which is the nasal spray.
Yes.
And that's just like, because you don't need that to build up in your system over the course of weeks. It's just and it's better.
Yeah.
And only when it's like super acute, but I just don't like medications in general. And
yeah.
So anyway, it's a thing. It's seasonal allergies. So talking about seasonal stuff, tell me what's going on these days at Southern New Hampshire Health. Do you like that segue?
That was a great segue. That was impressive.
Wasn't that great? You knew at some point we were going to talk about what the heck do you do for work there, man?
Yeah. So
you're over all of the volunteers at Southern New Hampshire Health. Is that right?
Yes, I am. And it's a really exciting time right now.
Yep.
The mask mandate was just lifted, and so we're able to increase our capacity with volunteers. So we have some really exciting roles that I'm actively recruiting for.
So that's fantastic. People who don't have to wear a mask, obviously, I'm sure you're respectful, and if people feel like they need to or want to,
absolutely,
they can, and we're the same way. But it's so nice seeing people. It's so nice seeing people's faces and their smiles, and it just makes all the difference. You know, we always have said how important body language is,
mm-hmm,
but I don't think we really realized it until we started putting masks on all of us, how many communication cues we get from the facial expression.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I started at Southern in the middle of COVID, so I'm reintroducing myself to a lot of staff and my volunteers there who've never seen my face.
Well, that's probably quite intriguing. They're like, who are you? Are you new?
Yeah.
No, I'm not new. I've been here the whole time. It's just, you know, I was wearing a bag over my head, you know?
Yeah.
That's funny. So what sort of opportunities are you recruiting for now?
Yeah, so the newest one and has some patient interaction is our patient companion volunteer. So I was really
surprised. Is that what they used to call candy stripers?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I've just heard that. I've actually never really experienced. I'm not that old, right? But candy stripers, I know that used to be a thing. Like, I'm pretty sure my mother volunteered as a candy striper back in the day.
I have quite a few current volunteers who used to be candy stripers as well. So the patient companion volunteer, I was very surprised to learn that at any given time, we have 16 to 18 long-term patients within the inpatient floors. And so these volunteers will be dedicated to providing some comfort items for those patients and just be able to sit and talk with them, keep them company, play a card game, read a book, you know. The other day we had someone grab someone a coffee over at Dunkin's. So just that interaction is what those people are going to remember when they leave the hospital.
Providing that support, that human interaction for like somebody who's really in the hospital. Boy, that's got to be awful being in the hospital for the long haul. I mean, nothing against the hospital, but the hospital is an institutional setting, and you know, you got nurses and doctors, and you know, they're poking at you and prodding at you and take your meds, and here I'm going to measure your blood pressure and time for a little, you know, scan of whatever. And it's not really, none of that. It's very, very personal, but it's not very personal.
Yep.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, and we have a decked out designed cart that Positive Street Art did.
Awesome.
And it has all different comfort items like tissues and chapstick and coloring books, word puzzles, you name it, we have it. So
you need volunteers for providing comfort to long, what do you call that volunteer?
Patient companion volunteer.
Perfect. Okay. What else?
We have a piano in our lobby. So if there are any musicians on the line who know how to play piano, we are actively recruiting.
I can play chopsticks.
Hey, well,
that's but over
that
and
might bring some,
but only over and over again the same exact thing badly.
Yeah, I'm not musically inclined at all, but we have the Nashua Community Music School.
Wonderful.
Has volunteers come in on Fridays, but we would love to have some more volunteers.
And that's at the lobby at the hospital.
Yeah.
That's so great.
It's a warm welcome when you enter. So
nice.
We also have a Pup Pal program.
So pup meaning dog?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So we have it. If you have a certified dog who is certified to provide therapy.
Well, I have a dog that's certified as a dog.
Yep.
But it's not certified to do anything but be a dog.
You have to be certified with an organization.
Okay.
But these dogs in the past have come in to provide comfort to staff.
Okay.
We are now working to expand that to also provide this comfort to patients.
That's fantastic.
We have two Goldens right now, and a cockapoo, maybe? Or is that a bird?
No, that's a cockatiel is a bird. A cockapoo is definitely a dog. Yeah, it's a cocker spaniel poodle mix.
Yep.
Oh my God. That's all right. So nobody else can say anything to me this week, which is funnier than what you just said. The cockapoo, is that a bird? So that's great. And you're expanding that so they can provide comfort to patients. I think that's amazing because you know, there have been so many actual scientific studies done on this, you know, canine-human connection. It's such a unique bond that people have. In fact, I don't know, maybe you know this. You probably do. You're smart. You're smarter than me, so you know more things. But I actually saw in a documentary that over the thousands of years of canine-human interaction, dogs have actually evolved a special muscle in their forehead, which allows them to actually give you like the doggy look. You know what the doggy look is, like the begging for like, please give me another piece of carrot, Mike, you know, and that's the look. Well, that look wasn't always there with dogs. And wolves that dogs evolved from do not have that muscle. That muscle evolved through evolution as like a reinforcing mechanism for dogs when they found that they got, you know, they when they made a certain look, they got the so the muscle was an evolutionary fluke that became in the species dominant.
That explains a lot with my dog.
It does. Your dog, they're wired to communicate with us through facial cues.
Interesting.
I just didn't make that up either. That's actually like
you learn something new every day.
You can do your own research. You can find that right on the internet. By the way, the internet was 30 years old yesterday. Did you know that? 30th anniversary of the internet.
Oh,
yeah. Exciting. So there you go. 30 years of not much good happening. So
yeah.
How would one find out about some of your volunteer opportunities, Cameo?
Yeah. So a few different routes. You could visit our website at snhhealth.org and type in volunteer. We are also going to be joining you at the Nashua Public Library on May 18th for the Greater Nashua Volunteer Fair. We'll have a table there. So you can learn more, you can ask questions if you have an interest in something specific. We can often create new roles. So
that definitely is a great thing, and I appreciate you mentioning that. My colleague Sarah has been working very hard with the public library to pull together this volunteer fair, which is people are always like looking for great opportunities to get involved, but they know about this organization or that organization, but they don't know about the full breadth and depth of volunteering opportunities. So we have over 40 nonprofits coming on May 18th to the public library. It'll be downstairs in their big space down there. Thank you to them for hosting this. And last time we did this, we had hundreds and hundreds of people come and get connected to different opportunities. So I'm glad you're doing that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I haven't been able to actively recruit for a while now. So to be able to go out in the community and meet people will be awesome.
I think that's fantastic. Thank you for doing that. I think that's really terrific. So that you can go to the website, which was again?
snhhealth.org.
snhhealth.org, and look for volunteering or come to the community fair. Now, I also wanted to just ask you, do you know anything about this Little Free Library you guys are putting in?
I do, and I am so excited about it.
Did you do that, or is that like Betsy's thing?
It was a team effort.
Yeah, so I'm sure it was. I know how those team efforts go with Betsy.
Yeah.
Because for me, it was a team effort also. Betsy said, Mike, you're doing this Little Free Library. And I'm like, oh, yay, go team.
Well, the reason it happened was I oversee the gift shop in my role as well. And we have books out back. And people are always asking for them. But we're not always open.
Sure.
So to be able to provide a 24/7 access place for patients, visitors, staff.
Where is the physical location of the Little Free Library going to be at the hospital?
Well, it is right across from my office, so you can also say hi to me. But if you don't know where my office is, it's in the main lobby of the hospital, right past the gift shop where the ATM is.
So that's the Prospect Street entrance?
Correct.
Right across from the parking garage.
Yep.
Walk in, you'll find the Little Free Library by the gift shop.
Yep.
And visit it, stop in, bring Cameo a coffee.
Sure.
And
I'll never deny that.
And well, do you really? I bet you would, because like if we all brought you coffee, you'd be like, "Ooh, volunteer." No, yeah, and then it's, I know the Little Free Library concept. We have about 18 of those around town, and the idea is, bring a book, take a book. Take a book, bring a book. It's a lending library. There's no cost. There's no fees. It's just open access to books. I'm assuming you have books for adults and also probably books for kids.
Yep. We have books for all ages, all genres. We're trying to mix it up so that everyone can find something that they like.
That's really fantastic. We're so glad to be partners with you on the Little Free Library at Southern New Hampshire Health.
Yeah, thank you.
It's fantastic. We also have one down at the public health department.
Oh, excellent.
Have for a while, since before the pandemic, and there's a number of them downtown, and there's also one right at United Way.
Awesome.
So anyway, very good. So that's terrific. I think we're having a ribbon cutting on Wednesday morning.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of each other this week.
I know we are. That's not awful, but no. It's, you know, I know. So, excellent. So you're looking for volunteers to provide comfort and companionship for long-term people who, long-term patients.
Yep.
Puppies, dog volunteers. Also looking for, were there any other types of volunteers that you mentioned?
There's two other very common ones. Okay. That have been around for a while that we could use support with, which includes the gift shop. And what's okay. really unique about the gift shop is all the proceeds go back into the organization to support scholarships and patient experience initiatives like this comfort cart. So if you like retail, come see me. And also the coffee shop.
The coffee shop, so like you can be like a volunteer barista.
Sure thing. Yeah.
Do you have just coffee, or do you actually have like cappuccinos and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, funny you say that. The auxiliary, which decides where the proceeds go, just approved a specialty coffee machine that's going to make cappuccinos, lattes, everything.
You're going to be so wired. It's going to be just hilarious. So that's great. So you can actually be a volunteer barista. You can volunteer in the store, the gift shop. That's the last thing I would ever do, having owned a retail store.
Yeah.
That gives me post-traumatic stress. But it's, you know, you can take your hand at like merchandising, stocking mm-hmm. the shelves, selling stuff, dealing with the public.
Yep.
I'm not a huge fan of the public, I gotta say, you know, but it's the public.
Yeah. So. We have some really unique opportunities, and you know, it's funny, some people love the retail side.
Take your hand at customer service.
Yeah, get to make displays and designs, so you can get creative with it.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Nashua Prevention Coalition, which you're part of as well.
I am.
And they're coming up on they have an event coming up at Chunky's.
They do. The Youth Video Project is coming up.
You know when that is?
It is Wednesday, May 10th.
So that's next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's already May.
Yeah. Okay. I know I'm a judge for one of the... Are you a judge too?
I am not a judge, but I will be there to help support and just see all the amazing videos that were created by our local youth.
That's fantastic. And that focuses on substance use prevention from a youth perspective, which is really amazing. And I think that's open to the public if people want to come, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Very good. And Cameo, we're out of time.
That went by fast.
It always does. If anybody wants more information and to connect with you, how would they do that best?
They can call me at 603-281-6639.
Okay, very good. You've been listening to Cameo Chassie at Southern New Hampshire Health. She's in charge of all the volunteers and the gift shop and the Little Free Library and the brand new coffee shop. And she's going to be completely full of coffee, and she'll be at the volunteer fair. You can meet her there.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, so great having you, and thank you for all the work you do to make our community strong and healthy. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much, Cameo.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Community Connections Radio Show on WSMN. We will be back next Monday with a couple of more great interviews. I'm not going to tell you who it's going to be. And it's not because I couldn't figure out and tell you. It's just because we're going to keep that a surprise until next week. Until then, you know, please remember to be kind to one another, because great things really do happen when we live united.